Willing to Experience Our Suffering by Charlotte Joko Beck. A few weeks ago, someone gave me an interesting article on suffering, and the first part of it was on the meaning of the word suffering. I'm interested in these meanings, their teachings in themselves. The writer of this article pointed out that the word suffering is used to express many things. The second part, fer, is from the Latin word fere, meaning to bear. And the first part, suff, is from sub, meaning under. So there's a feeling in the word to be under, to bear under, to totally be under, to be supporting something from underneath. So, remembering the definition of the word suffer, until we bow down and bear the suffering of life, not opposing it, but absorbing it and being it, we cannot see what our life is. This by no means implies passivity or non-action, but action from a state of complete acceptance. Even acceptance is not quite accurate. It's simply being the suffering. It isn't a matter of protecting ourselves or accepting something else. Complete oneness, complete vulnerability is, surprisingly enough, the only satisfactory way of living our life. Our practice throughout our lifetime is just this. At any given time, we have a rigid viewpoint or stance about life. It includes some things, it excludes others. We may stick with it for a long time, but if we're sincerely practicing, our practice itself will shake up that viewpoint. We can't maintain it. As we begin to question our viewpoint, we may feel struggle, upset, as we try to come to terms with this new insight into our life. And for a long time, we may deny it and struggle against it. That's part of practice. Finally, we become willing to experience our suffering instead of fighting it. When we do so, our standpoint, our vision of life, abruptly shifts. Then once again, with our new viewpoint, we go along for a while until the cycle begins anew. Once again, the unease comes up, and we have to struggle to go through it again. Each time we do this, each time we go into the suffering and let it be, our vision of life enlarges. It's like climbing a mountain. At each point that we ascend, we see more, and that becomes broader with each cycle of climbing, of struggle. And the more we see, the more expansive our vision, the more we know what to do, what action to take.